Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Thank you.
this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Are you ready? Are you ready to praise the Lord, to find the joy in your heart for the day? Amen. David said, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you this morning, but I am so blessed that the Lord has blessed me with another wonderful day, giving this old guy here a shot to test me what's wrong with his life right. You know, none of us are perfect, and we're all saved. Amen, amen. Don't think you're better than me, or I'm better than you, because you have overcome something. There's something many of us must overcome. That's why the Lord died for the church, so that we in the church may help one another. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Again, I want to thank you for listening in, and we thank you for having your ears on yesterday. It was the first day of the week, and we hope that you all praise the Lord on yesterday. We hope that you praise the Lord on yesterday. Amen. Amen. Give him that praise. Give him all that praise. Yes, yes, yes. Because he loved us. Yes, he did. He loved us. First, God so loved the world. Gave his only begotten Son. And the Son loved us so much that he completed his mission for God by dying on the cross for you and for me, and bringing on the body of Christ, the place where salvation lies. Amen. And amen. Brother Austin, he's just so delighted to be with you this morning. Yes, I am. And we hope that you are just as delighted and keep your ears on. And is on. Are you ready? Are you ready to hear the program, the episode of this morning? Now, this is episode 314 on your BPR platform. And we are so delighted that you are with us this morning. First of all, we want to welcome all of our new listeners. If this is your first time listening in, we just want to say good morning to you, because we're so glad that you are with us. But you just now our welcome guest. We want to just applaud you this morning for having your ears on. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. And my friend, if you want to listen to, share our program, please. Share our program. If you're on, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, others, share our program wherever you're coming on the internet. Share, share, share. Get the gospel out there. Let people know how much the Lord really loves them. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the rooftop that we're on in the morning at 9:30. Now it's 9:30 here in this central part of the world, and I think, and I know, in down in Texas, and you listen, I want to thank you for having your ears on, but right now in Texas is 8:30. I think we are hour ahead of y'all in Texas, and then in California, it's real early. I think we are 4 hours ahead of them. So if you're listening in California, Texas, or wherever you're listening in, we just want to thank you for listening in and having your ears on. Amen. And amen. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. So next, we want to ask you for your contributions. If you have not turned your contributions in, do so. Do so today, because we do need the contributions to keeping this beautiful, fine program on the air so that you may find that joy to help you through your day. Please do that. Please help us here from the word, from a financial financial basis. And if you wonder where to send the proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Now, when you first go into our PayPal, come up is off your property, and that is to it's safe to put your proceeds there as well. And you also could go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and put in my email address once again, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we hope that you can do it today. Do it today. Can if you believe that Jesus Christ died for you. Do it today. Do it today. We need your contributions in keeping this fine program going, going, and going. Show your support for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BTR Road platform. We are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian world. Yes, we are. Time for our roll call to just give you a shout out and tell you good morning, good morning. Especially you all that are listening. We want to appreciate you for listening in here at us and we're chatting from the Word. We want to appreciate you for being our welcome guest. And we just want to say good morning to you. Is that all right if we say good morning to you? We usually go by state. Listening, but right now we have not done that homework, and we want to apologize for that. But if you are listening, and you all that are listening, we just want to say good morning to you. We appreciate your listening. We really do appreciate you listening. As we said earlier, tell others about us here on Chatting from the Word. And my friend, that was your call. Morning. And now it's time for us to do a snapshot of the program this morning. Your snap, 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 snapshot to allow you to know what you're here on Chatting from the Word. Amen, amen. Because we don't want to give you nothing to listen to. We want to at least give you something, something fine to listen to this morning. Is that fine with you? I hope it is, because it's beautiful with us that you are listening and having your ears on. Amen. Amen. Of course, you heard our introductory song, which is Steve Allen. A hallelujah song. Oh, yes, it's going to be a hallelujah time when Christ comes back for his church, for his church, for his saved. And if you want to be saved, you must be in his church, because that's who he's coming back for. Now, if you're not in the church, he's not coming back for you. He's coming back for those that are in the body of Christ. And that's something to think about, you know that. And when he comes for his, hallelujah, hallelujah. Although our parents may not be there, our grandfolks may not be there, that's what they don't obey the gospel. And I guess we're going to be more joyous because we'll be going home to be with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. Amen. That's the best way I believe I can describe that. Amen. Amen. And our scripture text soon, and our scripture text for our prayer time, if you want to read along with us, will be Psalms, the 23rd division. Psalms, the 23rd division, if you care to read along with us for our scripture time prayer. Amen. Amen. And of course, Radius Acapella will be singing the hour of prayer to get us in the mood for prayer. I will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. And of course, yes, we are going to chat today. Yes, we are going to chat today. Chatting from the Word of God is one of our pet peeves. It's our favorite thing to do. That's my pet peeve. It's one of our favorite things to do. We just cannot wait to chat with you this morning on our subject for today, for this month, regardless when we finish with it. And, of course, we're coming from 1 Corinthians 12, 9-18, the first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Church of Christ at Corinth. Amen. Amen. And we're in chapter 12, and Paul is talking about now concerning spiritual gifts. And this morning, of course, we're going to talk about the working of the Spirit. How do the Spirit work with us? And I think many of us, we are very, if I can use the word naive, and I think that I can say other things, well, we are naive, just don't know the working of the Spirit. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. A lot of us just don't know the working of the Spirit. And sometimes it takes time to really experience the things that the Lord experience in him. And it's all through and by faith. F-A-I-T-H. It's all through and by faith. You must have that faith to believe. Amen. You know, we believe in everything else in the world, but we need to have faith in our Almighty God. Oh, and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they work out as one. Almighty God. Amen. Amen. And of course, other scriptures we're going to use, Romans 8:27-31, John 15:25-27, John 16:1-14, Corinthians 2:10-11, Acts 1:8, Ephesians 1:13, Ephesians 21-22. Now, concerning spiritual gifts. Amen. My friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Snap, 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 snap. God, amen. And amen. Are you ready? Are you ready to get on board this train? On board the gospel? And if you're ready to get on board the gospel explosion, line up, have your tickets out. And if you get on board the gospel explosion.
Star of men that call.
division. Psalms, the 23rd division. And the psalmist said these words: "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. The Lord said, "He is definitely our shepherd. If you allow him to be your shepherd, if you allow him to lead you." Most of our problems is we won't recognize the Lord. We want the world to lead us. Let the Lord lead you. Let him be your shepherd. To go to our shepherd in prayer and let him know that we need him and desire him to help us this morning. Our Father, our righteous Father, our Father who is high, Father, maker of us all. Father, we first come to you just thanking you, Father, for watching over us as we slept and slumbered, for waking us up to see a day that neither one of us has never seen before, giving all of us on this time side of a chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right. Oh, Father, please, Father, be with us. And Father, we just want to thank you for allowing your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to come down on this cruel world to show us how to love, to show us how to lead us. And Father, oh Father, we thank you so much for the blessing of Christ and for him to take upon the cross, our Lord, to take upon himself the cross, Father, so that we may have salvation in his blood, in his sacrifice, in our sacrifice, Father. We thank you so much for that. We pray for the condition of all the murderers and the mass murderers that's going on in the world today. Father, we pray that you put a cease to that. Oh, Father, we pray for them that you leave the Ukraine and Russia conflict. Father, we pray that you put a cease to that. Oh, Father, we pray, Father, we just pray, Father, because we recognize this world stands a far distance from you. But, Father, what we want to request this morning, that you allow us as Christians to shine our light and hope that someone may step out the world and come to your kingdom, your dear kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, Father, we pray for those who lost hope. Father, that you comfort them. Father, pray for those whose loved ones at the hands of police. Father, we pray that you comfort them. We pray for the families where there's a police officer who gave their lives in line of duty. We pray, Father, that you comfort them. We pray, Father, for the political leaders in our world today. Father, we pray that they may make laws, bidding us to worship you, to make laws for us to live in peace. Father, we pray for the church once again. Father, we pray that you help us to be a lighthouse, leading others to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for all of our listeners this morning. Father, we pray that you be with them, go through them, help them in their unbelief, help them in their doubt. Father, cast their unbelief and doubt from that peace and part of the sea where they won't be suffered anymore. Father, we pray for our program, chatting from the word. Father, help us keep the fine program on the air. Father, help us this morning now concerning spiritual gifts. Help us if they suffer to help someone this morning. And Father, we pray for those that are going through some changes. We pray for those who are suffering. Praying, Father, for those who can't make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, as always, keep us encouraged and never discouraged. In Jesus' blessed name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you for being our scripture text along with us, for praying along with us. And as always, we pray, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. And again, if you want, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, and if you want to call it in anytime during the program, you're welcome to do that. Our call-in number is 319-527-6722. Our call-in number is 319-527. And don't worry about the time you call in. We're welcome to talk with you anytime on the program you will call in. We're going to stop and just talk with you, chat with you, if that's all right. Okay? Allow you part of the program here this morning here on Chatting from the Word. Amen. And All right. It's time for our second half of the program, and we hope you kept your ears on through the whole program this morning. Just want to thank you if you did. And we want to thank you for spending your morning with us here on Chatting from the Word. So far, you find our program this morning very delightful and very helpful to you and your Christian growth this morning. Amen and amen. Well, we want to ask you for your contributions. If you can turn in your contributions this morning, that'd be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And if you're wondering where to see your contributions, you do have an account on PayPal. You go on and pull up the PayPal.com and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And first, you may get Oscar York promising. And that is us too. And it's safe to put your contributions there as well. And you can also go to and put in your contributions. Of course, you can use our email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Do it today if you can, because we need proceeds in keeping this fine program going. Amen and amen. At this time, my friend, I usually tell you where you can catch the program. Of course, you can Google us. Go ahead on and Google us at, of course, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Oscar. And once you Google us, many of our programs will come on the screen. And you can listen to any one of the programs you desire to listen to. If you want to do some catching up on our chats, you're welcome to do that. We run our chat is back to back. If I don't finish it, that If I don't finish it on Monday, we'll try to go back on it on Tuesday. If I don't finish it on Tuesday, and you've been listening to it after long enough, you know how we do the chat. We're just chatting about the Word of God. If you want to do some catching up, that's the best way to catch up. Of course, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Podvine, that you can listen to our program through, and we appreciate you. We really do. We love you, and we want to keep the love going. Let's keep the love flowing. Amen and amen. Let's keep our love flowing. Amen and amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word. I'm your host, Brother Oscar, up the book on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Amen. Amen. Thank you, our announcer. Of course, this is our chat time. And if you have a copy of God's Word, fine. If you don't get one, I'll pull one over your on your phone where you're listening to the program. Of course, this is our chat time. This is the time that we chat with you about the Word of God. We love the Word of God here. That's why we're chatting about the Word of God. I look at it like this, and I don't know about you this morning, but if our Father was willing to love us enough, His begotten Son down here on this cruel world, and His Son took upon Himself the cross, we should be able to study His Word at least for a couple of minutes. A couple of minutes in studying and praying and hoping that we get the message that the Bible is trying to reveal to us. And if you ask me, salvation is too important for us to miss. And see, what most of our people don't understand, we're going to talk about this in our chat today if we get to it, but Christ, God, in the beginning, excuse me, God the Father in the beginning predestinated Jesus, our Lord, in the beginning of time to come down and to die for you and for me and to all the generation that has lived. All of us. God's desire is for all of us to be saved and come to Him through Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about that predestination this morning because many have predestination all wrong. We're going to try to knock out some of the myths that many people have today when it comes to predestination. But if I don't say this, I'd be amiss. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach. We just don't preach. But what we do, we chat about the Word of God. We just want to chat with you. That's all we're doing. We don't want to talk above you. We want to chat with you. Talk with you when it comes to the Word of God. Try to a reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. And I know most of you are just listening to my voice, but here on the BTR platform, you can also call in. And our call in number is 319 527-6722. Again, I'll call the number 319. Two, if you feel as though you could add something to our discussion, you're welcome to do that. But I would ask that you want to add something to our discussion, use book, chapter, and verse of the scriptures to prove the point that you are trying to convey to us. Prove your point. And let me say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we love to reason with you. And if we can reason with our pet dog Rolo to roll over, we should be able to reason with each other, to help each other roll over to learn the Word of God. Is that all right this morning? That we can chat about the Word of God together? I'm after hoping it is. It's fine with you that we discuss the Word of God. But bear in mind, and this is what I want you to bear in mind, we are not talking about perfection, but we're talking about the grace of Jesus Christ being saved in the body of Christ. And that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about perfection, but what we're talking about this morning, what the Bible is talking about, is it's talking about growth. Jesus died on the cross because we're not perfect, because we need him. A lot of us, we want to turn around like he need us. He don't need us. The creation cries out for him. Look around you. The mountains, the streams, the most beautiful things in the world contains God. God don't need us. We need him and his grace and his glory. So, my friend, are you ready to? Let's chat about this. Spiritual gifts, now concerning our spiritual gifts. But what I want to do is to talk about what we left out about the working of the Spirit. Because I believe many of us really don't understand. And if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. You got the number. 3972. Many of us really do not know how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. And what I want to do is finish up what we were talking about in Romans, and if you have God's word, you can turn with me, because Brother Oscar loves going by his word. I don't want to think that we're not coming from God's word, because that's what we're doing this morning. We come from God's word, and that's the only thing that we can come from. We are in Romans 8. Turn with me to Romans 8. I know that this was left off that on, I believe it was Friday, is where we left off at. And I keep telling you, this is getting good. This is getting good. I don't know about you, but this is some meat here for us to really. And here, Paul, listen to what Paul is saying here. And we know that, and I love this scripture here because it puts everything that we go through in perspective. This scripture put everything we go through in perspective of why we're going through this. But here, Paul said, we know that all things for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Listen to Paul. Paul says, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how it looks, regardless of what you, regardless of your good times, bad times, or whatever you're going through, it is there. God is leading you through those things that you're going through. And sometimes we just need to just sit back and recognize that we're going through this because God is trying to lead us. He's our shepherd. And sometimes we need to just sit back and think about the things that we are suffering, that we are going through, the hard times that we believe is hard, but those hard times are there so that we can call on God. And that's one thing I've learned through the hard times that I do have. They help me to keep calling on the Father through the name of Jesus. Those hard times help me keep on communicating with the Father. Help me, Father. Time make me recognize that I need to cry out, and the Father can hear my cry. I know my deepest desires. Okay? And here in verse 29, we read 28 here, and verse 29 says this, for whom he foreknew, he destined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And 28 talks about the things that we go through and, according to his purpose, nice, and for whom he foreknew. And what we must understand that God knew from the beginning of time to occur from day one to time that he sent Christ back down here to die for us. He predestined everything to occur, even salvation. And here he says, and let's finish reading this again, verse 29. For whom he also did predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Talk about the firstborn means. He lived, he died, he rose, never to die again. He's the firstborn. And when we, of course, when he comes back, when Christ comes back to his church, we're going to rise and be in that number with him as well. Okay, we'll be, I guess, firstborn, secondborn. But moreover, listen to what Paul says. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he did, he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. Well, we're talking about the working of the Spirit. And sometimes the Spirit is enough when we hear the call, but answer the call. Most of us, the problem we have, we don't know when you're called. But my friend, we are called through the gospel. We are called to obey Jesus Christ, to be a member of the body of Christ and nothing else, or nothing less, or nothing more, but a member of his family in the body of Christ. Most of us don't really recognize or understand the purpose of what Christ did on the cross. And before we can really accept the Spirit, we must understand the purpose and the reason that Christ came down here on this earth. And many of us, we just don't understand it. We think that all we need to do is say we believe. But that's what the whole message was. That wasn't the whole message when Jesus asked him the question in Matthew 16:18. And when Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The other message was important. talking about the fact that he was the Son of God, that he would build his church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. In other words, upon this rock, the fact that I am the Son of God, my mission was to come down on this cruel world, give myself as a sacrifice, so that salvation may enter into the world within my body, which is the kingdom of amen. And amen. I want to apologize for that. But the mission, not just to believe, but to understand the complete mission, when God sent Christ down on the cross, about to die on the cross, yeah, that's his mission. But when he sent Christ down on this earth, years, the world was created. This was put in motion. When man died, the answer would be the cross. But many of us today, we don't want to look for the cross, do we? We think that the only thing we need to do is just, oh, I believe. But do you know the mission of why Christ died on the cross? And the mission is the fact that he died so that they be saved in his body. And that's one thing we should not forget, that when Christ died on the cross, he died so that we all may be saved in his body. Now, how many bodies Christ has? I only have one. If that body was divided, probably in the first chapter of First Corinthians. No, Christ is not divided. We won't divide the message of Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you, if you want them to divide Christ up, you're not in the body of Christ, because it's one, it's unified. If you're not going by the message that the apostles taught and that Jesus left for them to teach, you're not in that one body where salvation is. It's in the body of Christ, health, and nothing less. Oh, many want to call the church everything else except for what it is. Many want to go by different doctrine instead of the doctrine that's pinned down in the Word of God. Many of us want to go our way instead of going Christ's way. Many have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. Oh, my friend, listen to the Spirit this morning. Are you listening to the Spirit? Are you stop listening to the Spirit? Allow the Spirit to work within you so that you may see the truth. Most of us can't see the truth because we won't allow the Spirit to work within us, for we don't want to see the truth. And then Paul says these words. Listen to Paul. What shall we say then? What shall we then say to those things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I hear many people use that. Many people say, well, I'm doing it God's way, so how can anything be against me? My friend, if you're not doing it against God, you already, if you're not doing God's way, excuse me, if you're not doing God's way, you're already lost. I put it in there, and if you find something wrong with what I just said, contact me. If your doctrine is not according to doctrine that the Bible says to follow, you're already lost. Okay? So bear that in mind. If you are not allowing the Spirit to work with you, and the Spirit won't bring you to Jesus Christ so that you can obey the Word of Christ, you're already lost. Because you're not Spirit. You listen to some other spirit. I guarantee you, it's not the Holy Spirit, because God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they work together as one. Their message is one. and that's being saved in the body of Christ. And that spirit that you're in do not bring you to the fact of being saved in the body of Christ. You under the wrong spirit. I was just going to say that because in the spirit that's in you to cause you to believe and put you, add you to the body of Christ. The church that was established on the day of Pentecost through the apostles. And if you're in anything else, anything less, that spirit in you is not right. Oh, brother, I had this spirit. I came to Christ. But you're in something that Christ is not ordained in the beginning. You're in something that God did not foreknow in the beginning. You're not in the body of Christ. It's not going by the doctrine and following the example of the apostles and the teachings of Jesus Christ. You're in the wrong thing, and you need to run. That's my talk for today. We need to go out of here. Our time has before us spent, and we're so thankful to be with you today. We pray with me, please, our Father, which art in heaven, kingdom is here, thy will is being done. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray that you be with all of them. Go with them. Help them to wear that smile so they may see Christ. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Whoa, love somebody. Love.
Never, 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 never.